This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you.
Mmm.
Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
Said you hear about Dave.
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
Mmm.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Boomer and Geo.
BT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Well, it finally happened. David Stearns popped the cherry this offseason and made a splash. I don't know if it's a splash, but made a trade, and a significant trade that a lot of Mets fans are up in arms about. Brandon Nimmo goes to the Texas Rangers, and Marcus Simeon comes back in return to play second base for the New York Mets. Now, off the cuff, the money situation, is it similar? It in totality, it is, because Nimmo was due about $100 million more for the next 5 years, where Simeon's due about $74 million for the next three. So you're paying more upfront for Marcus Simeon compared to Brandon Nimmo. And I think they are giving money to the Rangers, like $5 million. It's not a lot, but I think they're giving like $5 million to the Rangers as well on top of it. So you're talking about a team that is trying to, the Rangers that are trying to dump players. There was rumors about Corey Seager being traded to, or open to Corey Seager being traded. So they are trying to dump payroll. That's why Marcus Simeon was on the block, and which is why they accepted that trade, and which is why you know, the deal was done, and who knows who else. They DFA'd Adolis Garcia, who was on a championship team not too long ago. Now, but listen, let's not talk about the Rangers. It's about the New York Mets here and what David Stearns is doing. And what David Stearns is doing now, he is, you know, if you listen to the latest Rico Bronya with Evan Roberts, we stated it. He's creating his team. He's now putting together his team. And Brandon Nimmo, you know, for as much as of a sentimental value for Brandon Nimmo that Mets fans had over him, good leader, good all that, you know, good role model, you know, a hustler, all that stuff. In the end, what type of player was he? And I think the confusion about Brandon Nimmo built over the past few years, because he was originally a leadoff hitter, a guy who would be on base a lot. That was his claim to fame, is get on base, work the counts. That's what he did. We remember these 10 pitch at bats, these epic battles to lead off the game and then just to walk. You know, that was the praise of Brandon Nimmo. Over the past few years, he turned into, or what the Mets were trying to turn him into, was a power hitter, a guy who could hit 30 plus home runs and drive in a ton of runs. But the problem is, he's never hit 30 home runs. And not saying that he didn't get, like, I think he had 92 RBIs last year. So that was very good total for Brandon Nimmo. But to me, that's because of where he was in the lineup. And again, I'm an RBI guy. So, like, if you could score runs, that's great. That's really all that really matters, no matter how you do it. But I'm not really sold on Brandon Nimmo being that type of hitter. I think he was more of a bottom of the lineup type of guy. And I've always said that. Like, you know, I always joked about him being a ninth hitter in the lineup. The reality is, you know, he was not one to put up these numbers that we were to die for. And in on a team that was offensively hindered for a majority of the season, when you basically just relied on three players, Lindor, Soto, and Alonso, Nimmo never really came through in a big spot that you really wanted him to. Not saying he didn't at all. Yeah, maybe he got a couple hits here and there.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rum chata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rum chata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But for a top four or five hitter that they really wanted Brandon Nimmo to be, he was not as productive as he should have been. And his on-base kept on going lower and lower. His batting average continued to tank. Everything about Brandon Nimmo was getting lower. And plus, on top of it, the slow starts he's had. Now, listen, we talk about Francisco Lindor with the slow starts. At the end of the day, his numbers are extremely impressive. He plays a high-level position at shortstop. His defense is well above average that we could sit there and say that even if he does skid for a few weeks here or there, he's doing something productive. Brandon Nimmo, the first month of last season was terrible, and it looked like he was immobile. It looked like you could see his issues in his legs, his knee, his plantar fasciitis. There was a neck issue. There's been all these how he trains to go into a season, how he doesn't put a lot of pressure on himself to train to begin because he wants to be able to last a full season. We talked about the durability factor on the Rico Bronya as well, and he was there and able to play more than he's ever been able to play the past few seasons, but he's been banged up. And if you watch him play left field, whether or not it's him just misjudging balls that are hit to him or he just physically can't get there, either way, he can't do it. So you talk about a downgrade in defense for Brandon Nimmo and a guy who just is not this prolific hitter that the Mets want him to be. It was time for a change. And Texas is a perfect place for him because you're not going to have to worry about the you're in a dome, okay, at home games. So you're not going to have to worry about getting through the first month of the season in cool weather. You know, so his body's going to be able to adjust much quicker. I wouldn't be surprised if Brandon Nimmo has a really good year in 2026 because of the fact that his body is going to be able to adjust and adapt quicker and not have to deal with the coolness. It's true. The cold sucks, and your body doesn't adjust properly, and you really got to warm it up perfectly. And Brandon Nimmo made a comment during the beginning of the season last year where he said, you know, the ball's dying, or made a point about how the ball just wasn't flying out of the ballpark. And he was just telling the guys, like, hey, man, you know, give it another few weeks. Once the temperature starts to change, the ball's going to fly out of this park. The ball's going to fly. Get ready, get ready. So, like, and it did for at least May. So, he understood the situation he was in. And now it's time. Now it's good that he's going somewhere that maybe he can adjust and he could be better. Maybe he is going to be a 30 home run hitter and 100 RBIs guy in Texas. And that's good. I don't think his defense is going to improve, but maybe they'll put him at DH once in a while. I mean, they made a ton of moves over in Texas already. So, but again, it's not about Texas. It's about the Mets. And what's next for the Mets? Because now the fact is that left field is open. Center field is still technically open because Tyrone Taylor can make a shift to left field. He doesn't have to play center field. But you have the two outfield spots basically open right now. Marcus Semien's playing second base. You know what that means? Jeff McNeil is gone. That's what that means. Jeff McNeil does not have a spot on this team. He is the next to go. You still have the hole at first base. You still have to make a decision on whether it's Brett Beatty or Ronnie Mauricio or Mark Vientos at third base. There's a lot to do, but you've now created an opportunity to go and add significant, not names, but significant presence to this team. Right? Like, the one thing that Brandon Nimmo did more than anything else, and I think people don't realize this, is he stunted the opportunity to bring in other talent because You just had him in left field. Like, that was a – and I'm not saying that left – listen, left field in baseball is not a prolific position these days. You go through the top left fielders in baseball. We're talking about Steve Kwan. The guy hits 10 home runs a year. He bats like, you know, an average batter. We need – there's not many significant hitters currently in the left field world of baseball, okay? But that being said, it opens up for them to improve. There are some improvements out there in free agency, or maybe a trade that gives you opportunity to do so. And what I really think is going to happen, I really think that David Stearns is going to see the surplus of position players he has in the infield and start trading those guys off, whether it's for starting pitchers, whether it's for outfielders. He's going to start trading those guys off. Now, regardless, the point is you can upgrade. You're not stuck with Brandon Nimmo's contract for the next 5 years. And I understand Marcus Semien is still going to clog you up for another three, okay? And he's expensive. But it's easier to justify signing somebody to a longer-term deal. So I'm not sure if they're going to go for Kyle Tucker. I don't know if they're going to go for Cody Bellinger, even though Cody Bellinger is somebody that we've all talked about, said he's a really good fit for the Mets. I don't even think they're still going to get Pete Alonso. I still think Pete Alonso's gone. Edwin Diaz is probably more likely to be coming back. But the point is, they don't have the excuse anymore of, well, we have Brandon Nimmo for 5 years. We can't do anything now. They've eliminated that excuse. You could say, well, they've, you know, piled it on with the Marcus Semien, but I don't believe that to be the case. I don't believe that the three-year deal of Marcus Semien is going to hurt them from signing somebody to a longer-term deal. Because think about it. Pete Alonso, what does he want? He wants a long-term deal. He wants a six-year deal. Kyle Tucker is going to want a long-term deal. There's rumors that he's going to want a 10-year deal. Cody Bellinger is not signing for a 3 or 4 year deal. They're looking for beyond. Maybe this helps them with deferred money. Maybe this helps them with just, you know, hey, we can now give you, feel more comfortable giving you a fifth or sixth or seventh year. And we don't have to pay Brandon Nimmo's contract anymore in the future. By the time we have to give you more money, or by the time we're really concerned about our payroll later on in life, when like Juan Soto's opting out and we have to now add another $5 million per year or $10 million per whatever it is to re-sign Juan Soto, if that's what they do, we don't have to worry about that anymore, about giving Brandon Nimmo more money. And it's not all just about the money too. It really is about improving this team. And for me, Brandon Nimmo, no matter how much of a good guy he was, no matter how much he said the right thing, the most important thing to me is the product on the field, and I don't think he produced well enough. Not at the level of what they wanted him to be. If you told me that Brandon Nimmo was a bottom-of-the-order guy and that's what he was, I'd accept that. But his contract didn't state that, and the Mets didn't treat him that way. So, unfortunately, it's an upgrade by getting rid of Brandon Nimmo. Marcus Semien, let me tell you something. I am not thrilled that Marcus Semien is the second baseman as far as offensively goes, because he hasn't hit, okay? He hasn't really hit. He's going to be Jeff McNeil 2.0. In the past few years where, I mean, Jeff McNeil was a singles hitter, and if he could even do that, Marcus Semien's going to bat a little bit better. He has more potential because of his past to be a 30 home run hitter, to be a guy that can, you know, drive in a ton of runs. Maybe with this lineup change, maybe it'll help, who knows. But the one thing it will do is everyone complained about Jose Iglesias not being the second baseman any longer for the New York Mets. That the Mets were missing something with Jose Iglesias, whether it was vibe or whatever the case is. But here's the thing. He's very expensive, but the one thing he will do is he's going to be a defensive
gift at second base. So between Lindor and Marcus Semien, the infield up the middle is going to be ridiculous. Now, is that an overpay for just defense? Hell yeah. Hell yeah, it's just an overpay. But you can't complain anymore about it. You can't complain anymore about the defense. Now Luis Acuña Jr.'s role is kind of obsolete. That utility role's kind of gone because you already have the defense in Marcus Semien. And it's really now, what do you do at third base? And if Pete Alonso comes back to first. So overall, it is not a complete, not saying not a complete trade, but you can't really judge this just yet because what's the next few moves? If the next few moves are to bring in subpar players in left field, to have Tyrone Taylor and Carson Bench fight for a center field spot, to, you know, move Mark Vientos to first base and have Brett Beatty and Mauricio play third base. If those are the defensive and offensive moves that the Mets are making this offseason, then yeah, that was stupid. This was not a great offseason. But I believe that David Stearns knows how much he screwed up last year, and he can't do it again. And I don't think that Steve Cohen is just going to let him. And again, these are David Stearns' moves, but I don't believe that Steve Cohen's going to let him make insignificant moves and try this money ball situation where you're playing for, you know, let's find more pieces that maybe can play above their level. Maybe we could take a risk here. There's no risks anymore. It's just get the best players available because you can't have another losing season with this roster, with Juan Soto. You can't do it. It's not acceptable. So it really is all about what happens next. And we can't predict that because David Stearns right now is unpredictable. Did anybody really truly think that Brandon Nimmo was getting traded before during this offseason? I know I hoped for it. I didn't think it was going to happen. I was hoping for Jeff McNeil to be traded. That hasn't happened yet. But Brandon Nimmo gone? It's David Stearns is unpredictable. And it's because he's the smartest man in the room. So he's trying to outsmart everybody by doing things that are unexpected. But we will see if that works out for the Mets. Right now, it's still a question mark of an offseason for the Mets. But at least it feels like more things are coming, and let's just hope that they are still significant and impactful and help this team win for 2026. All right, thanks you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'll be on with BT and Sal later on, and I'm going to do another special episode because we didn't talk about the Jets or the Giants at all, and that's something that I have to do because another Giant loss after. It's a syndrome. I ran into Lomas Brown, and I told him, because he did the Giants pregame before the game started, and we were just talking. He was good dude, very nice guy. Ran to him at halftime while the Giants were up, and I go, he goes, oh, this game's, you know, very interesting. Because everyone thought this was going to be a blowout. Everyone thought that the Giants were going to get blown out. And I said, but what happens is it's that 10-point syndrome that the Giants have. They have a 10-point lead. They're going to find a way to lose it in the fourth quarter. And what happened? They lost it in the fourth quarter. Shocker. So we'll get into that more later on because I do want to talk about that. But thank you again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. And season's greetings to everybody for happy holidays. But I'll talk to you before then. All right. Have a good one.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.